Today we are here at the 2018 California Credit Union League's REACH Conference here in Hollywood, California.
Oh, wow. Ooh, Showtime.
Exactly. There's a little thing called American Idol going on a couple of floors up. You guys should go up there.
Well, they were trying to get Brett to, you know.
There's absolutely no way.
Oh, come on. They got guitars and stuff up there for you.
A new disaster in Hollywood.
A new disaster.
They want to evacuate the hotel. We can go up there and sing a song for sure.
Good point. That's a nice segue into our topic at hand here. You guys are talking. Let's do introductions. My gosh, where are my manners? Redwood Credit Union's Brett Martinez and Sierra Central Credit Union's very own John Cassidy over here on the far right. Gentlemen, how's the conference going so far before we get into our topic about disaster preparedness?
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Great conference. Had the league's annual meeting, lots of awards yesterday, some great speakers. We had some magic last night.
Oh, wow. That was pretty cool. All right. Running the gamut here.
And Brett got a national recognition that very few people get. I think he's got the ninth person to get foundation. Is that what it's called?
Anchor Award.
One of the anchors, yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I'm still trying to figure it out.
He's pretty, he's a little too modest. So what he handled last year with what happened in Santa Rosa with the fires and everything that Redwood did for that community in the North Bay is just unprecedented.
Yeah, I read about it. I was like, oh my gosh.
I don't think he slept for three months. Good, it was insane.
I don't sleep anyways.
Well deserved.
Oh, okay. So that was nothing. Okay. Hey, let's talk about, because you guys are speaking of disaster preparedness. I mean, we were just talking before the recording. Out here, it's the fires and earthquakes, landslides, and on the East Coast, it's hurricanes and flooding. In the Midwest, it's the same thing as with the flooding and stuff. And this seems to be our new normal these days. It seems like every year there's some huge catastrophe going on here. And so you guys are doing a session today on disaster preparedness, understanding the risk. So if you want to give a quick overview on what you guys
I'm going to start with this way that you never know that you need to always be ready, because at 7:30 this morning, we had a cloud up in Northern California. I don't know if they can see that, but yeah, lots of smoke. It happens. So,
closing a branch today.
Already closed it. It's 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we've already closed the branch.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, safety first.
Absolutely.
Big time. So, give us a quick overview.
So, I'll talk about the new norm. Just up in my area, 2015, up in Lake County, we had the third largest fire in California history. 1,200 homes gone, basically in one night. The next year, 2016, another fire up in that area. We lost about 300 homes. The big one for us, we were involved in all of that, but our last October in Santa Rosa, it was really four counties, Sonoma, Lake, Napa, and Mendocino counties. We lost 7,000 homes in one night, 8,500 structures. And for that particular fire, you know, they're all disasters and they're all different. Every one is completely different. But our corporate office, we lost 5,600 homes within a 2-mile radius of our corporate office. We lost power, phone lines, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, from my perspective, what I'm going to talk about a little bit today is, you know, the credit union and being, we were in full disaster mode. So all the implications of that, our employees, our members, our community, and all the lessons learned from it. So, and each one's completely different. We just, this past July, up in the same area, had the largest fire in California history in total number of acres. It was 150 homes. I don't want to say only 150 homes, because I got to catch myself from saying
it's,
that.
How sad
is that?
Yeah.
And you know, John's had his share of dams and fires and, you know, waking
floods
up this morning.
Floods runs the gamut, huh?
Yeah, you just, like I said, you wake up in the morning and stuff happens.
Something like your
Brett,
phone.
He said it best. It's a new norm. You got to be ready. And you got to have a team of folks that can deal with these things quickly and effectively, because what happens in the first 24 hours is chaos. I don't care how well prepared you are. There's a lot of chaos that goes on, and the local folks, the police, fire, all those agencies that try to help, they have to get their people safe too. So that first 24 hours, you got to figure things out pretty quick, and you got to have a plan. You got to have communication, and that's kind of what happens. It happens really quick.
I think my biggest learning lesson of all this, all the disaster plans or your systems and all that kind of stuff, this past fire last October, we had 150 employees evacuated, thousands of members evacuated, 23 employees that lost homes. It doesn't matter how good your plan is, if your employees aren't there to make your plan work and do all the things that need to be done, you don't really have a plan. So I think that that's probably the biggest thing is really get the employee side of that nailed down and think about all those things ahead of time.
And I'm assuming the plans that you guys have are evolving all the time based on previous experiences.
Always.
Okay, how can we do this better? What did we learn here? That type of thing.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Go ahead, Brett.
Well, our learning lessons were huge. Nobody knew we were in disaster mode, which is good news. Mm-hmm. It worked perfectly. Mm-hmm. But we are in the background. You know all the things that need to be better, and we've implemented a ton of things just in the past year due to that.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're always learning something new through disasters. Yeah. I've been through two floods, 86, 97, and then we had the Orville Dam crisis last year.
Mm-hmm.
And to put that one in perspective, that's a little bit of an odd one. All of a sudden, a 30-foot wall of water may be coming your way within hours. So it started out, there was 100,000 cubic feet per second coming over this spillway.
Mm-hmm.
That got to 150,000 in like an hour because the water rose so fast.
Good
it was unprecedented. I'll put that in perspective because I do it in the presentation that we're doing today.
Yeah.
A basketball is 1 cubic foot.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
150,000 basketballs per second coming at you with the potential to go to 400 to 700,000 basketballs if the dam breaks.
Wow.
That's a lot of dribbling.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dribbling.
Yeah.
A lot of dribbling. So, you know, that was a new one for us. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with floods,
mm-hmm.
which they kind of come from the side. This is going to come down over the top of you. And we had 180,000 residents, about 30,000 members that mm-hmm. were evacuated mm-hmm. on a Sunday afternoon at 4:23 p.m. when everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, get out. So you learn a lot really fast.
Yeah, exactly. So the significance of this, I guess, is, I mean, always have a plan, obviously.
Yep.
How do you guys practice the plan, or is there? I mean, do you meet like quarterly, monthly? How do you practice the plan, basically?
We've always practiced, but we've even practiced more, and it's coming up with the different situations. We have some real life situations to use in our practice, but you've got to practice all the time, and you got to think about the things that you don't want to think about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we meet quarterly. You're always talking and updating, you know, and there's technology you can employ, a lot mm-hmm. of different things. But yeah, I mean, you're always communicating. And I think one of the things that gets overlooked in these scenarios is how your people have, what your people end up having to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
My folks, we had a fire in Reading, the car fire this summer. It was monster. We lost 1,100 homes in that community. Your employees become social workers because the people are coming in and they're giving them, you know, all these just horrific stories. So supporting your employees and having a culture where your employees care enough to, I mean, his employees and my employees through these disasters, they literally got their family set and they were killing themselves to get back to the headquarters or to do whatever they needed to do in any particular location
mm-hmm.
for their members. Mm-hmm. They are so committed. Mm-hmm. So your culture has a lot to do with how you respond to these disasters.
Yeah. That doesn't happen on its own.
Yeah.
No,
so,
it doesn't.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
It really is.
And that kind of leads me to, like, what does this say about credit unions? Because not every industry is like this. Not a lot of companies are like this.
Well, so, but I'll give you a real good example on that point. We were the only financial institution open literally the next day in the car fire.
Yeah.
The big banks took them 2 or 3 days to come back. Now, mm-hmm. I don't want to say that maybe they had issues with employees getting back and what have you,
sure.
but the commitment of our employees in that disaster was mm-hmm. extraordinary. And I know for another credit union in town, the same thing.
Yeah,
so.
That's a lot.
And as a financial institution, I mean, we had 5,600 people lose their homes in a 2-mile radius. Most of them got out in their pajamas, no wallets, no purses, no vehicles. What's the first thing they need? They need access to their debit mm-hmm. cards, credit mm-hmm. cards, which just burned.
Yeah.
Cash, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff. Financial institutions are the first thing that people need in
so
a,
is it
in
like
a disaster. We have a responsibility.
Thing, so.
We have a responsibility.
Okay. Oh my gosh. So what are a couple of takeaways that your audience can take back to their credit unions, no matter where they are? I mean, obviously this is a California, Nevada league, so it's West Coast. So there's mm-hmm. a lot of relative things that we can talk about. So as far as earthquakes and fires and things like that, but what are a couple of takeaways that you want to give to folks that they can go back to their credit
unions? If I had a really key one, one of the things you want to make sure of is you have the phone numbers of every employee and their spouses
mm-hmm.
because phones go out, people don't have chargers, things happen, there's gaps. So you want to make sure you have as much contact ability as you can, where it's mm-hmm. email, but cell phones are a huge advantage during those crises.
Oh, no doubt,
so,
no doubt.
Yeah,
Brett?
Yeah, ours is you got to practice, you got to take care of your employees. Your employees are extremely important. And financial institution is what people need. It's the first thing. You think about running out of your home in your pajamas, no wallet, no purse, no car. what do you need? You need your financial institution.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And you guys are there for them.
Yeah.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out and
giving us
a really important message. I mean, this one gives me goosebumps because I'm from San Diego and we've had our share of fires as well, so, and earthquakes. So it really gives me goosebumps. So good job. Keep up the good work in your areas, all right? Because it's unfortunately, it's going to happen again, and you guys are going to be there for them.
Yeah, so, it happened this morning.
Thank you. It happened this morning. Right on. Thanks,
John. Thanks, Mike. Take care. You bet.
Good stuff.